Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1615 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing our series this week on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on practical Bible tools for the Bible study. Today, let's meditate on Bible study, the NET Bible, and commentaries. Insight number 75, use the NET Bible or Net Bible. Are you the kind of person who likes to use things until they can no longer be fixed? Some people don't want to upgrade until whatever they use passes the point of inconvenient but workable to being useless or even dangerous. Admit it, we all have something that's good enough for what we need to do. In those cases, if we are honest, we also have to admit when we do upgrade, we wonder why we have waited so long. And that's how it will be when you start using the New English Translation or the Net Bible. What is the Net Bible? Close your eyes and think about your study Bible that you may be using. Can you see the tiny footnotes scattered throughout your translation here and there? They direct your attention to a few words at the bottom of the page, maybe suggesting another translation or something about the manuscript. There aren't many, but they are helpful. Have you got this fixed in your mind? Now give your study Bible a performance-enhancing drug, maybe a growth hormone. The Net Bible is what all the other study Bibles want to be when they grow up. And I'm not really kidding here. The Net Bible is freely available online at netbible.org and is a translation created by dozens of scholars experienced in Bible translation. It has over 60,000 notes, most of which explain precisely why the translators did what they did and how different manuscript readings might affect the translation. The preface to the Net Bible explains why it is distinctive. Here it is. The translator's notes make the original languages far more accessible, allowing you to look over the translator's shoulder at the very process of translation. This documentation is a first for Bible translation, making transparent the textual basis and the rationale for key renderings, including major interpretive options and alternate translations. There is no other tool that comes close to it for the English readers, especially for those who don't know Greek or Hebrew. If you are growing in your Bible study skills, at some point you need to breach the English translation. The Net Bible has an unparalleled focus on the biblical text and the decisions the English translators made. Now let's move on to insight number 76. Not all commentaries are created equal. Of the many Bible study tools available today, commentaries are among the most familiar. A commentary might be a tool you associate with your pastor, but every serious Bible student should learn to use them. But all commentaries are not the same. There's basically three different kinds of commentaries: devotional, expositional, and scholarly. They each have widely different aims. Here is a sampling of their attributes. For the devotional commentary, its English-only focus, surface-level observations often repeat English translations. It is usually not a commentary on a verse-by-verse basis. The comments are aimed at practical applications. It gives readers an interpretation. There are no analysis of other views. They do have moderate cross-referencing, and they may include advice for preaching or teaching. The next type, the expositional, focuses on the English text but comments on the original language. They usually are commentaries on a verse-by-verse basis. There is some attempt to take the reader through interpretive options. It offers non-technical background material. There is an occasional discussion on the variant manuscript readings, and there is occasional discussion on literary features such as parallelism and genre. And the third type of commentary, the scholarly, In this commentary, the writer includes his or her own translation. It is usually on a verse-by-verse basis and even word-by-word. There's detailed discussion of original languages, parallel ancient literature, literary features, and manuscript variations. And there's a concerted effort at informing the readers of all interpretive options. The more you develop Bible study skills, including either learning some Hebrew or Greek, or at least mastering original language tools, you'll be able to make use of the different types of commentaries. And let us finish up today with our verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week we will continue our track on Meditation Monday as we take time to explore more on Bible study and reflect on why it is most important in creating our living legacy. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. And encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,614 daily treks or read the daily journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.